And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, today's topic is the trade-offs of using only digital communication tools.
Yeah, I think that in today's world, a lot of people are really quick to use digital communication tools. And I'm talking about texting, email, social media, those kind of things. And those means of communicating are super efficient. You can pre-plan them. You can do them. You could be on the beach somewhere and there can be a tweet going out or an email from you that is part of a cadence that is automated. These things are super affordable nowadays. So you could, it's very tempting to kind of lean on all of these tools as the most important way that you communicate. But don't think that something that is free or inexpensive doesn't come at a cost, because the cost you pay by relying solely on digital-only communications strategy is that you're losing all of the nonverbal cues that happen when you talk to somebody face-to-face. So I think it is so important to include some manner of communicating face-to-face, in person if possible, if not over Zoom or a phone call. Or do you have to create a mechanism that helps you communicate in real life with real human beings in some way? Because remember that 80% plus of human communications happens nonverbally. And if you're only using digital communications, you are basically saying, I'm only going to be using 20% or less of the information available to me when I'm communicating with the people that are supposedly important to me. So I think it's great to use digital communication tools, but understand their limitations. Understand that there is a trade-off of using these tools. And I wouldn't go all in 100% only digital communication. I think that you have to invest some time in some sort of face-to-face in real life, human-to-human communication, whether it's done digitally with Zoom or whether it's done, you know, in person at a conference or trade show or retreat or something along those lines.